on 90.3 KAZU. I'm Krista Almanzon. In the 20 years since the Army shut down Fort Ord, there's been progress on repurposing the land. A new university, a national monument, new housing and shopping. But even with all the change, more than 1,000 abandoned buildings still remain standing, making parts of the former Army base look like a ghost town. Now, efforts to clean up the remaining blight may finally be picking up. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Katie Timmerman watches as the huge claw of a giant excavator shatters three stories of poured concrete like a giant graham cracker.
Pretty soon, I would say probably another week, this will be completely on the ground.
Timmerman is senior project manager at CSU Monterey Bay, KAZU's parent institution. She oversees the demolition of buildings on campus that sit on the former Fort Ord. Right now, there are more than 60 that need to be knocked down. Most are large, reinforced concrete buildings.
And those are a bigger ticket item. It's not cost effective, really, to do one at a time. So we want to be able to do bigger groups of them.
The building coming down right now is one of a large cluster not far from Highway 1.
We're kind of at that breaking point of let's try to do it and be cost effective, because if we wait 5 more years, you know, our costs could go up 10-15%, and then it keeps compounding as time goes on.
Demolition comes at a cost, $30 million to tear down all of the blighted buildings on campus. That's more than a third of CSUMB's annual budget. The university anticipates getting that money from the chancellor's office, which plans to take out a large loan for infrastructure improvements throughout the CSU system. But that's only part of the picture. On the rest of the former Army base, there are more than 1,000 blighted buildings that still need to be demolished, a move dependent on developers. Jim Musbeck has 30 years' experience as a land use consultant and has worked on other base closures. He recently spoke at a conference on Fort Ord development.
It's taking a long time, but a lot of the other bases are taking a long time too, including bases that are in much stronger markets than this one. And the scale of this base relative to the size of the economy on here is a little bit unusual.
Unusual because the Monterey Bay Area economy is based on tourism and agriculture.
So you don't have the big commercial users and things like this who could come down and take down big pieces of property and do redevelopment like you would in, say, San Francisco or places like that.
Still, development is coming along. Several housing projects are currently underway, and ground was broken on the new Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense outpatient clinic. Sitting in his office at the Fort Ord Reuse Authority, Executive Officer Michael Houlemart says as CSUMB increases demolition on its campus, the cost of knocking down buildings could drop for everyone.
You don't have to retrain, refine workers. There can be multiple years where you can build upon the fact that this funding is already in place, and everyone benefits from that.
He says 5 years from now, you may not recognize the place.
You not only will see additional new commercial, light industrial, educational, and housing projects, but you'll see nearly all of the building removal and the ghost town, the blighted effects, should be gone.
Back at the construction site, Katie Timmerman says that demolition and the removal of the ghost town look will not only make the former base safer, it will also have a big psychological effect.
I think it will not feel so creepy.
Doug McKnight, KAZU News.